The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, but anyone can listen, right? Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We'll begin with this one from First for Women, Kitchen Cures for Winter Health Woes. Outsmart seasonal ills with these pantry staples. A sweet tart shot quells cold symptoms. The delicious way to soothe a sore throat, quell coughing fits, ease congestion, and speed healing? Combine 1 tablespoon each of raw honey and fresh lemon juice and take it twice daily. How it works? Raw honey is a natural cough suppressant that also inhibits invading germs, while fresh lemon calms irritated pain nerves, relaxes airwaves, and breaks up mucus to improve breathing. Green tea, this way, calms itchy eyes. Cold winter air is incredibly dry, and so is the air in heated buildings. So it's no wonder this is peak season for red, itchy, irritated eyes. For proven relief, soak a cloth in warm green tea and place it across your eyelids for 5 minutes twice daily. Scientists reporting in the journal Helion say green tea's antioxidants quickly dial down redness and inflammation. Plus, they stimulate eyelid glands to release healing fats that protect and moisturize the surface of your eyes. Sunflower oil heals winter-weary skin. If your skin gets dry, rough, or rashy as winter drags on, try gently massaging it with a few drops of sunflower oil twice daily. Doing so can soothe symptoms in 24 hours, plus visibly improve your skin's texture in 1 week, a meta-analysis of 27 studies suggests. Sunflower oil is nature's number one source of linoleic acid, an essential fat that improves moisture retention, dials down redness and inflammation, and strengthens the skin's protective barrier. A handful of peanuts restores energy. All that time spent cooped up indoors can leave you feeling sluggish and tired. Instead of refilling your coffee mug, munch a handful of peanuts. Earlier research found that the unique blend of protein and healthy fats in peanuts heightens energy, focus, and stamina for 6 hours per serving. Now Harvard investigators say nibbling peanuts every day is study proven to prevent bouts of sluggishness, muscle weakness, and fatigue. Mustard eases joint pain. When a chilly day leaves your knees, fingers, or other joints feeling stiff and sore, gently massaging them with a little warmed mustard oil could ease your symptoms in minutes, plus prevent flare-ups if you do it once a day. That's the word from Indian researchers who found that a key compound in mustard soaks easily into tissues, where it acts as a powerful natural painkiller and anti-inflammatory. That was mustard oil, I believe. Mustard oil. Aniseed ends indigestion. The risk of bloat, heartburn, and other GI miseries peaks on chilly days. Blame the physiological strain of keeping your core temperature steady, which disrupts the branch of nerves that controls digestion. Fortunately, scientists reporting in Frontiers in Pharmacology say eating a pinch of sweet, licorice-scented aniseeds can erase symptoms in 15 minutes. How? An anise compound called anethole calms intestinal nerves, prevents spasms, and improves digestive enzyme relief. Well, who knew? A pro tip? My scalp is so itchy. What can help soothe it? Their answer? If the itchiness is caused by dandruff, you'll want to use an antifungal shampoo, such as Nizoral Anti-Dandruff Shampoo, available in pharmacies, Target, Walmart, wherever. These formulas have ingredients such as ketoconazole that kill dandruff-causing bacteria on the scalp. If you have a dry, itchy scalp but no signs of dandruff, try a salicylic acid-infused shampoo, such as Neutrogena T-Sal Therapeutic Shampoo, also available all the same places. The acidic ingredient gently exfoliates the scalp to remove any dry patches. It's also a good idea to take stock of the products that you're using and how often. For example, using a dry shampoo more than twice a week can clog hair follicles, leading to inflammation and even hair shedding. From First for Women, some books we're loving now. They offer four recommendations. A memoir, From Here to the Great Unknown, by Lisa Marie Presley and Riley Keough. In 2022, Lisa Marie Presley asked her daughter Riley to help her finish her long-awaited memoir. A month later, Lisa Marie passed away, and the world would never know her story in her own words. As Riley grieved, she collected Lisa Marie's tapes and listened to her mother's stories about Graceland, Elvis, her marriages, and more. And it was then she knew she'd keep that promise to tell the world her family's story, to make her mother known. Written in both Lisa Marie's and Riley's voices, the book is deeply moving, revealing, and healing. So Lisa Marie Presley, P-R-E-S-L-E-Y, and Riley Keough, K-E-O-U-G-H. A piece of magical realism called The Love Elixir of Augusta Stern. It's written by Linda Cohen Loigman, L-O-I-G-M-A-N. When pharmacist Augusta Stern retires to Florida, she runs into Irving Rivkin, the boy who broke her heart 60 years ago. Told from Augusta's point of view as a teen in the 1920s and in the 1980s, and focused on her healing abilities, this novel reminds us it's never too late for new beginnings. A piece of fantasy called Glow of the Everflame by Penn Cole, C-O-L-E. A romantasy with a female lead and a powerful shadow daddy by her side is the perfect way to escape the January chill, says Carrie Ostergaard, first executive editor. The second in the Kindred Curse saga finds newly crowned Diem Balator forced to ally with the people she hates the most, the royal family of House Corbois. As she prepares for the challenging, where there are other magical houses can fight her for the throne, Diem realizes things aren't as black and white as they seem. And a piece of women's fiction called The Last Love Note by Emma Gray, G-R-E-Y. Kate is a young mom whose husband suffers a tragic medical diagnosis, leaving her a widow at the age of 38 with a 3-year-old son. 2 years on, she's attempting to hold her life together, but still hasn't taken the time to grieve as she struggles to raise her son and hang on to her career. Then a diverted flight during a business trip with her boss forces her into an unplanned vacation, giving her the chance to reflect, grieve, scream, laugh, and cry, and perhaps even get a second shot at love. More money, less splurge. Staying savvy as income grows. Smart tips for those times when your paycheck finally starts to increase. An income increase is worth celebrating. Yay, but extra money often leads to lifestyle inflation when spending rises along with your income. The result? Your bank account doesn't grow. It's okay to allow upgrades as long as they don't harm your future finances, says Bobby Rebel, CFP, personal finance expert at cardrates.com. Here are some tips to help avoid this fate. First, practice mindful spending. Beyond non-negotiable expenses like housing and things that make your life better, like your weekly lunch date with friends, think about what you wouldn't miss if it disappeared. This may be a new lipstick or the streaming service you rarely use. Look through your bills for things you're indifferent about, says Rebel. It's not whether you can afford it, but whether it's the best use of your money. Pay down any debt. Once your spending priorities are aligned, pay down any high-interest debt, says Alice Finn, author of Smart Women Love Money, Five Simple Life-Changing Rules of Investing. her last name Finn, F-I-N-N. It'll follow you into retirement if you don't. Debt, she's talking about. Look at it this way. If not now, when? Balance your current and future goals. Beyond paying off debt, determining how much you spend versus how much you can save requires balancing your future goals with current needs, Finn says. Maybe you're at the stage of your career where you need to invest in courses or certifications. Or maybe you have a child who is about to start college. In these cases, a measured approach to both spending and saving is best. Allocate some money to saving and investing. If paying off debt is going to keep you from investing for the long term, it might make sense to allocate a percentage of your raise to debt, a percentage to savings, and another percentage to investing, Finn suggests. Savings would be your shorter-term money, and investing is your longer-term money. If you haven't already, take advantage of any employer match in your retirement accounts. It's like doubling your raise, almost. And expect the unexpected. Sure, things are great now. Your income is growing. But what happens if you're hit with an unexpected job loss, illness, or family emergency? Curveballs can throw feelings of advancing right out the window, Rebel says. While there's a push in our culture to invest for retirement, it's also important to have savings and investments that are accessible if you need them before the minimum age withdrawal age. Always make sure you have an emergency fund, she recommends. How do I prevent my nails from chipping and breaking? Their answer, the key is hydration. Use an ointment that contains ceramides and hyaluronic acid, which penetrate cuticles and the nail bed to ensure both stay strong and moisturize. Try CeraVe Healing Ointment from Target. It's made with both ingredients and is ultra-moisturizing. Another great nail tip, regular polish helps nails retain moisture. The problem is in the removal process, which is why it's best to skip gel manicures, as they require soaking the nails in acetone for long periods of time. This leads to dryness, which weakens nails and causes them to become brittle over time. Some questions and answers for their doctor. This time it's Dr. Felice Gersh, MD. Question, will taking probiotics boost my libido? Her answer, quite possibly. Gut health has a big impact on many aspects of well-being, including the libido. More than 90% of the feel-good neurotransmitter serotonin is produced in the gut. Since serotonin imbalance is linked to low libido, feeding your gut probiotics may level out serotonin production to give your sex drive and mood a lift. The gut also processes energizing B vitamins, so probiotics may help if you're often too tired to get in the mood. Enjoying flavorful probiotic foods like yogurt and sauerkraut is an easy way to support your digestive, sexual, and overall health. Next question. My heart sometimes flutters during hot flashes. Is this normal? Irregular heartbeat is a symptom of menopause, but even healthcare providers sometimes fail to connect the two. Depleted estrogen can disrupt the heart conduction system, raising the risk of arrhythmias, or irregular heartbeat, and tachycardia, which is rapid heart rate. In fact, heart rate can rise by 16 beats per minute during hot flashes, per endocrine study experts. You should still check with your doctor to rule out any cardiovascular issues, but taking magnesium glycinate can help regulate heart rate. Try taking 150 to 200 milligrams twice daily. And the last question, what is the spot compression mammogram my doctor ordered? Spot compression is a sort of close-up mammogram that is used to get a better look at one area of the breast. It may be advised after a lump is detected during an exam or if an abnormality is spotted during a routine mammogram. Around 10% of women are called back for additional imaging after a mammogram, and most abnormal findings turn out to be benign or non-cancerous conditions or completely normal breast tissue. So spot compression is no cause for panic. It's just a tool for gathering the most accurate information possible. And our expert was Felice Gersh, MD, board-certified integrative gynecologist and founder of the Integrative Medical Group of the Irvine, California, which combines conventional, neuropathic, and holistic medicine. She's also an author of the book Menopause, 50 Things You Need to Know. I'll spell her last name in case you want to look at the book, G-E-R-S-H. Best way to prevent UTIs. This is surprising. We've all heard about how cranberry can keep urinary tract infections at bay, but there's no need to shell out for pricey supplements. Cranberry juice will do the trick. According to a review of 20 studies in the Journal of European Urology Focus, people who sipped the juice regularly had a 54% lower rate of UTIs and were less likely to need antibiotics if they did get an infection. Investigators say the liquid flushes the bladder, boosting the efficacy of cranberry compounds that prevent UTI-causing bacteria from adhering to the bladder wall. And Boost Z's with a book. Reading before bed improves sleep quality. The key to more restful shut-eye isn't counting sheep, it's flipping pages. In a study of 774 people published in the journal Frontiers in Psychology, reading before hitting the hay improved sleep quality and reduced middle-of-the-night wake-ups. The reason? Reading slows the heart rate and relaxes muscles to bring on sleep. It also provides a distraction from sleep-disrupting thoughts. From First for Women, question, if I'm only able to make one food change, what should that be? Here's a simple change with huge health benefits. Add a produce item to every meal. Fruits and vegetables are high in volume but low in calories, so they keep you full without weighing you down. Plus, they're loaded with nutrients that nourish your body. It's a manageable change that can support weight loss and reduce your risk of conditions like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. Some delicious ideas at breakfast. Top yogurt with berries or add spinach and onions to scrambled eggs. For lunch, try a colorful salad or pile your sandwich with lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and roasted peppers. At dinner, the sky's the limit. Try starting with vegetable soup or salad. Eat roasted Brussels sprouts, green beans, cauliflower, and squash with your entree. Or top a pizza with mushrooms and broccoli. As a bonus, have a refreshing fruit salad for dessert. And the nuts that keep vision sharp. Snacking on pistachios can ward off age-related vision problems, say Tufts University researchers. In their study, eating 2 ounces, or about 2 handfuls, of the nuts daily increased levels of compounds in the retina that protect against damage. The study authors credit lutein, a nutrient in nuts that helps form these protective pigments, and healthy fats that boost lutein absorption. Over to a couple of fairly simple recipes. One from Woman's Day, saucy Creole shrimp. Active times 20 minutes, total time 35, and this serves 6. We need 4 tablespoons unsalted butter, 2 stalks of celery, finely chopped, 1 large green pepper, finely chopped, 1 medium onion, finely chopped, 1 teaspoon salt-free Creole seasoning, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, 2 medium tomatoes chopped, 1 8-ounce bottle of clam juice, 1.5 pounds of extra large peeled deveined shrimp. That would be 16 to 20. These are big boys. 1 tablespoon Worcestershire sauce, 1 tablespoon Louisiana style hot sauce, plus more for serving, and 1.5 cups white rice cooked. Melt butter in a large pot on medium Add celery, green pepper, onion, and Creole seasoning, and cook, stirring occasionally until vegetables are tender, 12 to 15 minutes. Sprinkle flour over the vegetables and cook, stirring 2 minutes. Add tomatoes and cook, scraping up the brown bits until tomatoes are very soft, 2 minutes. Stir in the clam juice and bring to a simmer. Add shrimp. Add Worcestershire sauce and hot sauce and simmer, stirring occasionally until the shrimp are just cooked through, 3 to 5 minutes. Serve over the rice with additional hot sauce if desired. From Real Simple, chorizo chilaquile verde. Active time and total time are both 25 minutes. This serves 4. It's quick cooking, 1 pan, and gluten-free. Here's what we need. 2 tablespoons olive oil, divided. 8 ounces of fresh Mexican chorizo. That's a sausage. Spicy. I love it. 4 large eggs. 1 16-ounce jar of salsa verde. That's green sauce in English. 6 cups of thin tortilla chips from a 10-ounce bag. 1 tablespoon fresh lime juice from 1 lime. 2 tablespoons chopped fresh cilantro plus leaves for garnish. 1 ounce of cotija cheese. I don't know how you say that. Crumbled, about a quarter cup, divided. 2 tablespoons pepitas. 2 tablespoons sour cream. Diced avocado and or thinly sliced radishes for serving. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in a large nonstick skillet over medium high. Add chorizo. Cook, stirring occasionally until browned and just cooked through, about 4 minutes. Transfer to a small bowl with a slotted spoon, leaving oil and rendered fat in the skillet. Add remaining 1 tablespoon oil to the skillet and reduce heat to medium. Crack eggs into the skillet and cover. Cook undisturbed until whites are set and yolks are still runny, 2 to 3 minutes. Transfer to a plate. Add salsa verde to the skillet. Bring to a simmer, scraping any browned bits from bottom of the skillet. Cook, stirring occasionally for 2 minutes. Add tortilla chips, half of the chorizo, lime juice, chopped cilantro, and 2 tablespoons cheese. Fold and stir carefully, trying not to break too many chips until well incorporated, about 3 minutes. Top with eggs, remaining chorizo, remaining 2 tablespoons cheese, and pepitas. Dollop with the sour cream and top with avocado and or radishes. Garnish with cilantro leaves. Looks very pretty there in the skillet. From Magnolia, Graham's clam dip. Prep 15 minutes and it makes about 2 cups. We need 8 ounces of plain cream cheese at room temperature, 1 cup sour cream, 1 teaspoon finely minced garlic, 1 6-ounce can of chopped clams drained, 1 tablespoon of juice reserved, 1 tablespoon Worcestershire sauce, 2 teaspoons fresh lemon juice, 1 teaspoon Maldon salt, that's M-A-L-D-O-N, or other flaky kind of salt, freshly ground black pepper, a pinch of cayenne pepper, 1 tablespoon minced fresh chives, and then for dipping, crackers and or chips. In the bowl of a stand mixer fitted with the paddle attachment, beat the cream cheese on medium-high until light and fluffy, about 2 minutes. Add the sour cream and garlic, beating until fluffy. Scrape down the sides of the bowl with a rubber spatula as needed. Add the clams, reserved clam juice, Worcestershire sauce, and lemon juice. Mix on low to combine well. Season with salt, black pepper to taste, and the cayenne pepper. Transfer the dip to a serving bowl, sprinkle with chives, and serve with chips. The dip will keep in an airtight container in the refrigerator for 3 to 5 days. Also from Magnolia, popovers. Prep time, 15 minutes. Bake time is 30, and it makes 10 to 12. We need unsalted butter at room temperature for greasing, 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 4 large eggs, 2 cups of whole milk, and 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil. Preheat the oven to 450. Grease 2 popover pans generously with butter, making sure there's butter in all parts of the wells. Sift flour into a large bowl. Add the salt. Add eggs, milk, and oil. Whisk until the batter is very smooth. Fill the wells 2/3 to 3/4 of the way full, using up all the batter. Bake the popovers without opening the oven for 30 to 40 minutes until they've risen a couple of inches above the pans and are light brown on the outside. You want to make sure the outer part of the popovers gets crispy. Then remove the popovers from the pans by gently twisting and then lifting them. Serve warm. You never run into them on a menu. Don't know why. From Woman's Day, fish taco bowls. Active time and total time are both 20 minutes, and this serves 4. We need 1 pound of cod fillets cut into 1-inch pieces, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1.5 tablespoons plus 1/2 teaspoon taco seasoning, 1/4 cup low-fat Greek yogurt, 3 tablespoons mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon fresh lime juice plus lime wedges for serving, 1.5 teaspoons adobo sauce from canned chipotle in adobo, 1 12-ounce bag of tricolor coleslaw mix, 2 scallions thinly sliced, 1/2 cup of cilantro leaves, and 3 cups cooked brown rice. Now, this only works, I guess, if you have an air fryer. Heat air fryer to 400 degrees in medium, 400 degrees Fahrenheit, in a medium bowl. Toss fish, oil, and 1.5 tablespoons taco seasoning. Scatter in an even layer in the air fryer basket, and then air fry until golden and opaque throughout, 6 to 7 minutes. Meanwhile, in a mini food processor, puree the yogurt, mayonnaise, lime juice, adobo sauce, 1 tablespoon of water, and the remaining 1/2 teaspoon taco seasoning until well combined. In a large bowl, toss coleslaw with scallions and cilantro. Divide rice among bowls and top with fish and slaw, then drizzle with chipotle sauce. Serve with lime wedges if desired. And I've got one quick little quote from First for Women. Celebrate endings, for they precede new beginnings. And that's from Jonathan Lockwood Huey, H-U-I-E. I'm not sure who that is. I'm sorry. We've about run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading to you for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Catch you next time.